Exercise begins in my thought. Exercise begins in my thought. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campa, California, with a thought for today. Exercise begins in my thought. No matter what I do, no matter what I think, no matter what I am, first I have a thought about it. Thoughts are things. Thoughts are the most beautiful expressions that one can ever have about anything in life. Thoughts are the magic of being alive. Thoughts are the magic of vitality. Now, the thing is, we can have any thought we want to think. We can have any thought that we think is exciting, any thought that we think is going to be something beautiful and wonderful and magical for us, any thought that we want. And as we have any thought like this, what happens to us? Whatever it is we think about, that's what we do. Now, many times we have thoughts that say, no, we don't want to do that. No, this doesn't work that way. No, it's not too conclusive or beneficial for me, so I'm not going to do that. So the first thing we do is to take other thoughts, take beneficial thoughts for what we really want to do, and put it in motion for ourselves. Now, how do we take these beneficial thoughts and put them in motion for ourselves, and the other thoughts come up and say it won't work? Well, we just keep plugging away, like Finding Elmo. The fish says, I know I can, I think I can, I will, and he does it. We know we can, we think we can, and we will. Now, it's not the exercising that is going to take a lot of activity out of us. It's not the exercising that's going to make our life into something better or worse. It's our attitude about exercise. When we have an attitude about exercise that says to ourselves, this is a beautiful and a fun thing. We don't think, oh, I've got aches and pains. Oh, I don't want to walk. Oh, Ellen is telling me about being in Mallorca with her daughter and her son-in-law. And they are very athletic people. And they have the most athletic children that you could ever desire to have. And everything in their life is athletic. They like to get out and walk. They like to get out and walk here and there. They like to trek along. And many people like that. And you see, if you're not someone who likes to do that, then doing that makes you feel just a little bit out of sorts. Well, Ellen's children want her to go with them, and they want to take her on walks, and they want to go. Well, as they go, Ellen drags just a little bit. And then she says to herself, nope, exercise begins in my thought. Exercise begins in my thought. So then she starts thinking how beautiful all these things are. She thinks how beautiful the walk is with her daughter, how beautiful the walk is with her friends, how beautiful it is to get out and do these things. Ellen has been so busy with her activities at the University of Healing, she hasn't had an opportunity to do all the walking she might like to do. But only when we consider walking as a delightful, enjoyable activity is it going to be beneficial to us. Because if we think walking is a bother, walking cuts into our other activities, then we put walking on the back burner. We have to think how beautiful it is to walk. How beautiful is my walk? Yes, wherever I walk, I delight in seeing things. This is one of the reasons I enjoy taking Rex with me as we go for a walk, because he seems to find so much joy and so much happiness, and I just watch him as I'm walking along, and I delight with him, because he is so happy, and he is so filled with joy. He's filled with life. If we could take our pets with us as we take walks, and really that's what pets are for, they're our companions, we could take them with us as we take our walk, we feel better. Ellen often told me about her father, that in his declining years, he had a dog, and this dog made him want to go out and take a walk every day. And the dog helped him meet new friends and have new experiences and have a great life. We find that walking gives us more than just exercise. It gives us an interesting activity into life, an interesting focus on what's going on in the world. And as we have this interesting focus on what's going on in the world, then we're thinking, how agile is my body? Because I live in my vital, dynamic, alive body. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25, I often say to myself. And this is how I feel. I dance around the acres and the miles of meditation paths here in the University of Healing on the monastery grounds for the Absolute Monastery. It's a wonderful, glorious experience. And I'm thinking how agile my body is and how wonderful and how blessed I am to have such a glorious body. But I keep that in my forefront of my mind. Oh, I could concentrate on other things. Many people do. And when you concentrate on them, that's what you manifest in your world. That's what you manifest in your life. And who needs that? Who wants that? Well, you'd be surprised how many people need and want that and make that their priority in life, to have all those things that are not necessarily beneficial, not necessarily happy to them, but they are the things that they bring forth in their world. What is it that you want to bring forth in your world? Do you want to realize that exercise begins in thought, and that as you think, oh, I'll take a walk. Oh, I'll climb a mountain. Oh, I'll start doing some exercise. I'll start doing this. Now, exercise in itself is not a beautiful word. The beautiful word is the flow of our muscles, the flow of our attitude, the flow of our being that makes it beautiful. This makes it glorious. I just love to see Rex as he's digging for something, and Anita will come up to him as he's digging too deep, and she'll take her hand like a dog's claw might be and grab him on the shoulder and sink her fingers into his shoulder and say, come along now. And he, thinking it's his pack master, who she is at that moment, and he comes away. Oh, you want me to play with you doing something different? Great. And an instant change from digging a hole to taking a peaceful, calm walk. We have this opportunity for this instant change in us. We have this opportunity for this instant attitude in us, where exercise begins in thought, where Rex had this grab on his shoulder, and it was like his master, the alpha dog, grabbing a hold of him and saying, hey, look, that's enough of that, to come with me. But it doesn't say that's enough of that, come with me. It says, come with me, I'm out for fun, come. And so he instantly stops doing what he's doing, no longer has his thought on that digging of the hole, no longer has his thought on something that is contrary to what we might feel were his best, and he has a new thought. You too can change your thought, you can change your attitude, you can change your thinking in just such a moment, in just such an instant. It doesn't matter how long it is. It doesn't have to be that way at all. It's just getting on my feet and walking. This thinking, how agile is my body, and getting on my feet and walking. And when I get on my feet and walk, I feel fantastic. Exercise begins in my thought. And I think, oh boy, I'm going to take a walk. Oh boy, I'm going to do this. And then I come back and look at the things I have on my desk. And when I'm back, I say, okay, I'm all ready for this. I'm all ready for that. My mind is alert. My mind is enthusiastic. I'm wide awake, and all is in divine order. Yes, exercise begins in the mind. Whatever the exercise may be, whether it's physical or mental or spiritual, it all begins in the mind. And today, I have the exercise in my mind that I am all in divine order. Everything in my life is divine order. Everything in my world is divine order. And I feel peace, and I feel a joy, and I feel a magic about me. And this magic about me is a magic that is eternally mine. a magic that is forever and ever and ever mine, and I delight in it, because that's what it's all about. Exercise begins in my thought, and my thought is I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My body is a temple of the living spirit. I like my body. I like my exercise. I like my thought. And I am divine now. I love you. I love you. I love you.